Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Anthony Belokas is the regional sales manager over at Mitsubishi Electric. Anthony, good morning and welcome back to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for having me back.
Let's remind our audience once again about Mitsubishi Electric and what you folks are all about.
Yeah, so Mitsubishi Electric is, in essence, an all-electric resource for your heating and cooling needs. And we utilize technology called inverter compressors, where we can modulate our heating and cooling needs depending on the space, the time of the year, and your comfort level of what you're looking for and what you're looking to achieve in a specific space or in your entire home.
Mm. This technology has been around for a very long time, but it's only improved, in particular, over the past 10 years or so, right? This wasn't something that in the Midwest was used a lot, but that's changed.
Yeah, so traditionally, we've been in the United States since 1980, and when we first originally came into the United States, it was solely cooling for your two seasons or four seasons room. We've been able to upgrade our technology, be able to provide heat, and then with what you're talking about in the last 10 years, we've been able to provide heating at lower outdoor temperatures, which has been something that's completely revolutionized and changed our product mix, our customer base, and where we are, where we can achieve the needs for everyone across the entire country.
One of the things that I think is super unique about this is the fact that the way that your system works, right, is this inverter technology. So, you know, for the average person, it's like your condensing unit for your current central air, but it's a lot smaller and a lot quieter. But then individually, you're providing heating and cooling to a room or rooms, and each one of those cartridges, right, or heads, have their own individual thermostats. So you can control the temperature in specific spaces.
Yeah, that's what makes one of the things very unique and really eye-opening for a lot of homeowners is that currently right now they're not able to do that. You got ductwork and you got one thermostat, you got one temperature. And when you start researching and looking into doing a product like Mitsubishi, you start recognizing that you can put these different indoor heads in different rooms. What that allows you to do is either have that space in heating mode or in cooling mode. You can have it at 67 degrees in one room or 75 degrees in another room or even off in the adjacent room. Mm. And so some of the advantages there is if you're working from home or, you know, if you're the only one home that day, you can have that specific space to the desired temperature and you can have the rest of the units off if needed. So it's a huge benefit when it comes to comfort and then your efficiency when you're looking at, you know, what does that look like on your electrical bill at the end of the month.
How about the improvement in the products that you guys manufacture of the aesthetics, right? I mean, traditionally these are, and it's still available, right? This cartridge that sort of hangs on the wall, typically higher, right? It gets mounted higher. And, you know, it's this white kind of, I don't know, it's a cartridge. I mean, I know what it looks like, but you've got some versions of it that can actually get buried in drywall that just looks like a vent in the ceiling, correct?
Yeah, so ironically, our store number one seller is the unit that goes high up on the wall, typically a couple inches off of the ceiling. So if you got an 8-foot ceiling height in your house, you know, it's going to be about 7.5 feet up from the floor. Mm-hmm. Typically blends right on in. But if that's something that you don't want to see, we have units that go right up into the ceiling joist pocket. And it's in essence, all you'll end up seeing is a 1/2-inch grill hanging down or, you know, attached to the ceiling. And that's always white. And then we have another unit, you know, we have some ducted units that we can attach ductwork to. And then you can have your traditional heating and cooling grills that you're normally used to seeing in the right. In the ceilings or in the floors, and we can do that as well. So we've come a long way when it comes to our product mix.
Yeah, and the technology only gets better and better. You know, one of the issues, right, is that sometimes, you know, when you design these things, right, the the load, right? You whatever, it's a four-bedroom house and you're designed for so many people in there. But let's say you have a party, right? And now all of a sudden you've got 20 people in there and it's, you know, a warm day on a summer night. And, you know, all those bodies, right, are generating a lot of heat. You have some units now that actually recognize that they're, oh, look over in that corner over there. There's like four or five people standing around, you know, shooting the breeze. I better kick up the AC in this unit to cool this room, and it does it automatically.
Yeah, that's right. So that technology is called a 3D IC sensor. And in essence, what it's doing is it's scanning the room and it's producing a complete thermal profile. And what it's looking for is heat signatures in the room. It's looking for the size of the room and the occupancies and the temperature and the movement of the room. So it's doing two things. It's scanning the room, and by using a thermal infrared technology, it can indicate that there's 15 or 20 people in one area and it's really warm in that specific area. It'll take the vents or the veins. It'll move it towards that specific area to deliver the precise cooling that you want in that space to make sure everyone's nice and comfortable.
That's so cool.
Additional to that is that if you don't want the air on you, we can take the veins and do what we call an indirect, and we can push the air around that group of people. And then lastly, what it does is if it scans a room and notices that there's nobody in the room, it'll do an automatic setback. So it'll go into an energy efficiency mode for you until it recognizes that somebody comes back into
right,
the space.
Right. And I mean, you think about this technology, I mean, its ability to direct where you need it, turn itself off, do all that. Over the course of a year or years, it's just going to cost you less to operate. And these units are far more, like, there's just less to go wrong than traditional systems, right? I mean, these are really reliable pieces of equipment.
Yeah, so the idea within the system is that you set it and forget it. So traditionally, you know, everyone's kind of playing with their thermostats, so looking at their cost of gas or their electric for their furnace or their air conditioner, and they're trying to play with this whole thing. And ultimately, what we're looking at doing is just set the thermostat to the temperature that you want, set it and forget it. And ultimately, you're right about the efficiency, but we really want to make sure everyone's comfortable, and we want to make it easy for everyone to be able to sit there and say, hey, Luke, I want to be 72 degrees in this space, and if I put 20 people in there, I don't want to have to stop my conversations with my friends. I want to just automatically go to 72 degrees, and it will do that for you.
Anthony Belokas is the regional sales manager over at Mitsubishi Electric. If people want to learn more, Anthony, about the products and services that you guys provide, where do they go?
So you would go to MitsubishiComfort.com. So it's MitsubishiComfort.com.
And then we also have another website called getacomfyhome.com. So either one of those, I think, will direct you to find out information. Anthony, always nice to speak with you. Continued success to the company and products that you guys are making. I really do appreciate you taking the time this morning.
Thank you, Lou. Thank you for having me on your show.
Anthony Belokas is the regional sales manager over at Mitsubishi Electric. Anthony, good morning, and welcome back to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for having me back.
Let's remind our audience once again about Mitsubishi Electric and what you folks are all about.
Yeah, so Mitsubishi Electric is, in essence, an all-electric resource for your heating and cooling needs. And we utilize technology called inverter compressors, where we can modulate our heating and cooling needs depending on the space, the time of the year, and your comfort level of what you're looking for and what you're looking to achieve in a specific space or in your entire home.
Mm. This technology has been around for a very long time, but it's only improved, in particular, over the past 10 years or so, right? This wasn't something that in the Midwest was used a lot, but that's changed.
Yeah, so traditionally, we've been in the United States since 1980, and when we first originally came into the United States, it was solely cooling for your two seasons or four seasons room. We've been able to upgrade our technology, be able to provide heat, and then with what you're talking about in the last 10 years, we've been able to provide heating at lower outdoor temperatures, which has been something that's completely revolutionized and changed our product mix, our customer base, and where we are. Where we can achieve the needs for everyone across the entire country.
One of the things that I think is super unique about this is the fact that the way that your system works, right, is this inverter technology. So, you know, for the average person, it's like your condensing unit for your current central air, but it's a lot smaller and a lot quieter. But then individually, you're providing heating and cooling to a room or rooms, and each one of those cartridges, right, or heads, have their own individual thermostats. So you can control the temperature in specific spaces.
Yeah, that's what makes one of the things very unique and really eye-opening for a lot of homeowners is that currently right now they're not able to do that. You got ductwork and you got one thermostat, you got one temperature. And when you start researching and looking into doing a product like Mitsubishi, you start recognizing that you can put these different indoor heads in different rooms. What that allows you to do is either have that space in heating mode or in cooling mode. You can have it at 67 degrees in one room or 75 degrees in another room, or even off in the adjacent room. Mm. And so some of the advantages there is if you're working from home or, you know, if you're the only one home that day, you can have that specific space to the desired temperature and you can have the rest of the units off if needed. So it's a huge benefit when it comes to comfort and then your efficiency when you're looking at, you know, what does that look like on your electrical bill at the end of the month.
How about the improvement in the products that you guys manufacture of the aesthetics, right? I mean, traditionally these are, and it's still available, right? This cartridge that sort of hangs on the wall, typically higher, right? It gets mounted higher. And, you know, it's this white kind of, I don't know, it's a cartridge. I mean, I know what it looks like, but you've got some versions of it that can actually get buried in drywall that just looks like a vent in the ceiling, correct?
Yeah, so ironically, our store number one seller is the unit that goes high up on the wall, typically a couple inches off of the ceiling. So if you got an 8-foot ceiling height in your house, you know, it's going to be about 7.5 feet up from the floor. Mm. Typically blends right on in. But if that's something that you don't want to see, we have units that go right up into the ceiling joist pocket. And it's in essence, all you'll end up seeing is a 1/2-inch grill hanging down or, you know, attached to the ceiling. And that's always white. And then we have another unit, you know, we have some ducted units that we can attach ductwork to. And then you can have your traditional heating and cooling grills that you're normally used to seeing in the right. In the ceilings or in the floors, and we can do that as well. So we've come a long way when it comes to our product mix.
Yeah, and the technology only gets better and better. You know, one of the issues, right, is that sometimes, you know, when you design these things, right, the load, right, you whatever, it's a 4-bedroom house and you're designed for so many people in there. But let's say you have a party. Right. And now all of a sudden you've got 20 people in there and it's, you know, a warm day on a summer night. And, you know, all those bodies, right, are generating a lot of heat. You have some units now that actually recognize that they're, oh, look over in that corner over there. There's like 4 or 5 people standing around, you know, shooting the breeze. I better kick up the AC in this unit to cool this room. And it does it automatically.
Yeah, that's right. So that technology is called a 3D IC sensor. And in essence, what it's doing is it's scanning the room and it's producing a complete thermal profile. And what it's looking for is heat signatures in the room. It's looking for the size of the room and the occupancies and the temperature and the movement of the room. So it's doing two things. It's scanning the room, and by using the thermal infrared technology, it can indicate that there's 15 or 20 people in one area and it's really warm in that specific area. It'll take the vents or the veins, it'll move it towards that specific area to deliver the precise cooling that you want in that space to make sure everyone's nice and comfortable.
That's so cool.
Additional to that is that if you don't want the air on you, we can take the veins and do what we call an indirect, and we can push the air around that group of people. And then lastly, what it does is if it scans a room and notices that there's nobody in the room, it'll do an automatic step back. So it'll go into an energy efficiency mode for you until it recognizes that somebody comes back into
right,
the space.
Right. And I mean, you think about this technology, I mean, its ability to direct where you need it, turn itself off, do all that. Over the course of a year or years, it's just going to cost you less to operate. And these units are far more, like, there's just less to go wrong than traditional systems, right? I mean, these are really reliable pieces of equipment.
Yeah, so the idea within the system is that you set it and forget it. So traditionally, you know, everyone's kind of playing with their thermostats or looking at their cost of gas or their electric for their furnace or their air conditioner, and they're trying to play with this whole thing. And ultimately, what we're looking at doing is just set the thermostat to the temperature that you want, set it and forget it. And ultimately, you're right about the efficiency, but we really want to make sure everyone's comfortable, and we want to make it easy for everyone to be able to sit there and say, hey, Luke, I want to be 72 degrees in this space, and if I put 20 people in there, I don't want to have to stop my conversations with my friends. I want to just automatically go to 72 degrees, and it will do that for you.
Anthony Belokas is the regional sales manager over at Mitsubishi Electric. If people want to learn more, Anthony, about the products and services that you guys provide, where do they go?
So you would go to MitsubishiComfort.com. So it's MitsubishiComfort.com.
And then we also have another website called getacomfyhome.com. So either one of those, I think, will direct you to find out information. Anthony, always nice to speak with you. Continued success to the company and products that you guys are making. I really do appreciate you taking the time this morning.
Thank you, Lou. Thank you for having me on your show.